Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight.
A little bit of a
classic pause right there to get you guys in anticipation of the Rockets in flight. Anyways, yeah. Kyle Rush is Ben Taylor. I'm struggling over words already this morning.
Yeah.
While we're recording, but we're going to have some fun today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. June's about to end, and Auburn had just a unbelievable recruiting haul, streak, whatever you want to call it.
In June. Before we get into all that, I need to go back to yesterday's show.
Okay.
Number one, you're like Nostradamus.
Okay.
You know who that is?
He sees the future, right?
Sees the future, yeah.
Or predicts the future.
Predicts the end of the world. Okay, and not Christian based either, just so you know. So you probably don't know who he is.
He's probably wrong too, by the way.
Exactly. He's never gonna live to hear about it. If you listen to yesterday's show, two things happened because I listened to the show again this morning. And so I had a little say-so in it, but Kyle was by far the best at predicting something or speaking something into existence. And we're talking about Narcisse Ngoi. Yeah. And I think the line was, you quoted, it was like, I think we're getting somebody like Akeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, after the draft, my expectations went up to like, dang, we're getting Akeem Olajuwon, basically.
Akeem Olajuwon. Well, we could be getting damn near Akeem Olajuwon. I'm talking about his son has now received an offer from Auburn.
Yeah.
Malik Olajuwon.
That is so funny, to be honest.
Who tweeted out, blessed to receive an offer from Auburn University.
That is so
That also funny. Comes, Kyle, because as I listened this morning, because I sent you his post that he shared, and they got retweeted by Auburn basketball and that kind of stuff. So also when I was listening, I said too in that show, Bruce was well known for, if you're a big man, come play for Bruce. Yeah. And I think that's carried over through the staff. And now Akeem Olajuwon's friggin' son has received an offer.
Well, okay, let's pause for a second. Do you know how big he is?
He's not as big as Akeem, probably.
No, he's actually quite smaller. We got the small son at 6'4", not 7-footer. We offered the small son. He actually plays, he's a shooting guard, believe it or not. Malik Olajuwon receives an Auburn offer. He'll be in this 2027 recruiting class. So we'll see if that's something. This kind of does feel like an Auburn type recruit for basketball out of high school because, you know, you just do you gamble on going all in for those 5-star guards, or do you get some guys that can develop and then maybe like year two they're ready to go and that have some skill? I think about Caleb Williams from last year's class.
Yeah.
Turns out he may be way ahead of even the year two mark. But yeah, that'd be fun to get Hakeem's son.
Yeah, I was hoping.
That is funny, the timing, though. I said Akeem Olajuwon, which I don't even know. That's the only time I've thought about Akeem Olajuwon was that split second when I had to pull a name out of the hat.
And then he receives an offer yesterday afternoon.
His son gets an offer. That is
clearly so they were talking to Akeem as well as his son. But they were probably on the phone with them when you and I were talking yesterday.
Yeah, they may be subscribed to the YouTube Premium and were watching the video I said that. And then they were like, you know what? We may need to give Auburn a look.
I think you should take 100% full credit for this. If we pick up Malik Olajuwon, you need to take full credit for it. There's no doubt about it. So
we should sponsor him. We'll be his NIL deal. Malik Olajuwon. Afternoon Delight. How about that?
We may get a steal on it because Akeem made plenty of money through his career, so it's not like he needs the money. So we may be able to get it.
He's got a pretty good offer list. Kansas State, TCU, Texas Tech, SMU. Like, that's a pretty solid – a lot of Texas schools. He's from Sugar Land, which is
how
like
in the
Southwest
world,
Houston.
Because because Akeem played for both the Houston Cougars and Houston Rockets. Like, how is Houston and Kelvin, like, how have they not reached out to him? And just off of just bloodline, how have they not made an offer to him? Because I didn't see their name on that list. Houston was not on the list.
They're not, at least on this 247 page. So
wow.
All right. That's like, a lot. That's enough like talking about.
That's like Shaq's son not getting offered at LSU.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you got to offer him, whether he sits the bench or plays. You got to say, you know, your dad played here. Did a lot.
Like if Charles Barkley had a son, you just got to offer him.
Yeah. You just got to offer him. I hate it. Like Cam Newton's got like 9 sons. Like we got to offer one of them a football scholarship.
Does he? I didn't know that.
He's got 9 kids. I don't know how much of them are. I don't know how many of them are sons. Okay. He's got Chosen and then the other one. I know he's got 2 sons because they got named. They got named Chosen and I forgot the other one.
Yeah.
But Chosen's a great name. That'd be a great name to call as far as a football player.
The Chosen One.
Yes.
Especially if you wore number 1.
Yes.
The Chosen One. That'd be a cool jersey.
That would be.
All right. The topic of the day before we got derailed, before we start speaking
20 years into the future.
The topic of the day was just how incredible this June in general has been for Auburn football as far as recruiting goes.
Yeah.
And I can't remember a month stretch ever that has played out the way this one's played out. I mean, you want me to give you some facts about this month, Ben, really quick?
I do, because you and I were talking about this, and it's funny that you just mentioned I can't remember a month ever. And I'm trying to look back at some of those years that, you know, we got the booms from Malzahn.
There was a couple of Julys that were hot, particularly under Hugh Freeze. But
yeah, not what the numbers like this. Like, I mean, you and I were talking beforehand, and I mean, this stacks up as like one of the best in the country too. Cause like not every, and I'm not talking about Alabama cause everybody's going to think I'm making fun of them again, but Georgia's not getting this many. Florida's probably right behind us as far as some of the people they've picked up. But LSU, I thought they would really have grabbed more than what they have now. Cause they got the newness like us.
Yeah.
And you got the Lane factor and you got all that Louisiana money. And Texas A&M with all the oil money they got, you would think that they would be right there with us. But Auburn right now is, in my opinion, kind of cooking better than any program, not just in the Southeastern Conference, probably nationwide.
Yeah, and then you could add to it tomorrow, although that would be July.
It would be July, but that's I was going to say, if you wrap up June where you are now and kick off the first friggin' day of July with 2 possible big
ones, yeah,
signing or committing. I mean, that's a hell of a run, dude.
So let's describe it, okay? So okay. You started off on June 1st, and I think you had 10 commits on June 1st. Yep. Okay, so you're now at 24. If my math is correct, Auburn added 14 commits in 30 days,
yep,
which is crazy. I mean, that's essentially one every other day. I feel confident in saying that's never happened before. I feel confident in saying Auburn's never gotten, unless a class like held off commitments until signing day, which I just still don't think that's ever happened.
I don't think there's going to be 15 of them.
No, I don't think so either.
There may have been 5 or 7 that said, hey, I'll just announce day of.
They jumped from 20, which I felt like it would have been lower, but according to On3, I used the Wayback Machine. Ben, you ever use the Wayback Machine?
No, but that's funny that they call it that.
So you know what it is? It like does timestamps. So like you can go back and see what this website looked at like on a certain date. So according to this on
– is that legit what it's called?
It's called waybackmachine.com, I think.
How about that?
Internet Archive. Anyway, Auburn was 22nd in the recruiting rankings.
Okay.
And they have jumped all the way up to, I think, 12 on threes.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Go back to the waybackmachine.com.
Okay.
And put in put in like May 15th rather than June. Because if you typed in June 1st, they may be counting the 10 that we got committed on June 1st.
No, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, it's actually showing 9 commits, but I know that we had a commitment on May 31st.
Okay.
I think Nash committed on May 31st. So it's time stamped right before he was added.
I got
May 31st. So this is not, this counts nothing in June. So okay. Auburn was 22nd recruiting. They've jumped all the way up to 12. And I know you're thinking, oh man, who cares if it's just numbers? Like, who cares? Well, in that 14, two of those players are in the top 100. Isaac McNeil, Chance Gilbert. Chance Gilbert's one of the top players in the state of Georgia. And you added, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So half of the 14 are four stars basically.
Wow.
And a couple of those guys, like Aiden Wiggins is going to be a four star before all is said and done on all the platforms. He got a big bump on 247. He's going to be, one on all of the sites. And then I'm looking at some of the others that could potentially, I feel like Cedric Simmons is probably going to see a big bump. He's a stud. He had some highlight reel catches that went viral in a 7-on-7 camp recently. I hope Auburn can hang on to him because I know Alabama's still going to be trying to snag him. But, yeah, dude, unprecedented success in recruiting. Like, this is like how the foundation of a program is built. And Golish just kind of went off.
He's practicing what he preaches, Kyle. The whole be who you say you are, and he flat out said when he came here, I'm gonna work harder than just about anybody you've ever seen. Now, honestly, out of the last two head coaches that were here, it wasn't gonna take a whole lot for him to outwork them, I don't think. I'll go down that road, but still, he clearly wanted to be a part of. I mean, because think, let's just go back to the timeline of even the whole Alex Golish coming to fruition thing, because everybody's thinking Summerall. You heard Lane's name thrown out there a couple of times in the Auburn world. And, Golish had, quote unquote, committed to Arkansas. They were in talks to Arkansas. And as soon as the Auburn gig, he was like, I want to be like, he is where he wants to be. And he is making the most of it right now.
And
don't get me wrong. Everybody goes, well, I mean, Fayetteville or Auburn, there's a lot of Walmart money and there's a lot of Jerry Jones money in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I mean, Jerry Jones being there, John Daly being there, gives back the program, all that Walmart money with the Waltons out there. I promise you, he would have been well taken care of at Arkansas.
Sure.
If he'd laid out what he needed to be successful, he probably would have gotten it. So clearly he saw something at Auburn that spurred his interest and said he was going to make the most of it when he got here. And you and I have talked about it. I know people make fun of it, but I still think the dude's still living in a hotel downtown, even though he does have a house now.
If the remodel's not done, then he is probably still living in a hotel.
There it is.
For the rental.
He's getting up and driving to the walking to the office every day. So that and flying out to see Tim Cook to make that tickle those digits a little bit, see if we can move some numbers over here. It's been a fun process from the get-go, but man, these last 30 days, if you're anybody that's any sort of nerdy into recruiting, you've got to be happy with what you've seen out of Auburn University and out of Alex Golish and staff over the last 30 days.
It's hard to really fault. I tried to figure out, did we miss anyone? Did Auburn miss on anybody in June that was significant that you can think of?
Well, it wasn't a miss. I mean, the only thing I can think is the running back that flipped to Missouri, but I think that did happen.
Yeah.
But I still
He may have committed and decommitted.
I think he is.
So technically, that's another four star.
Yeah.
That committed in that time. You're right.
He did commit and decommit in June. That did happen this month.
Absolutely did.
But I mean, there's also extenuating circumstances that come from that. Is he's closer to home up in Missouri with Drink, and Drink's got, let's call it what it is, he's got a decent offense every year. Drinkwitz does. So
sure, I'm not worried about losing.
And honestly, I we discussed this yesterday with Golish and them going ahead and having a running back like pitched and announced before the decommitment.
Yeah.
I mean, that just kind of flexed a little bit too. Like, well, that's cool. We got somebody else that can come in too. Like, we're good.
They're really good about, I feel like, getting leverage or gaining leverage mm-hmm. with guys. They really seem to have a plan. I don't know that this is the case, but like, I feel like Nate Komba is also one of those guys for maybe like a Carlos May, because I know Nate Komba says he's a defensive tackle and not a nose, but I think he could be a nose if he needed to be, if we needed him to be. He's yeah. got that body type that I think he could be 330, 340 and just be a big old dude. You know what I mean? Like, so, and then you did that with Monty Williams and gosh, I already forgot the other running back's name. What was the other running back's name? They went to Missouri. I'm losing my mind.
You just asked me that.
I just brain dumped whenever he left. It doesn't matter. you brought in Monty Williams, and it's like, okay, do what you got to do, because we're not going to go without having another running back. And you yep. got a pretty good, pretty solid one too. I like what I see out of Monty. I don't think anybody expected him or the running back that shall be named later. We're expecting him to compete and be a guy, you know what I mean? Like day one when they got here anyway.
Well, you got Monty too, that is a little bit more of a threat because he also plays a slot. And so he can be used yeah. in various ways. And he played, you and I had this discussion. I mean, he played at a bigger school. And, you know, again, you go back to the, you go back to like the running backs.
Miles.
Yeah. Yes.
That Miles. That's driving me crazy. That was driving me crazy.
What's his first name?
Kingston.
Kingston. I was
nowhere. I could not think of that. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. Like, he doesn't matter to me anymore. So I just forgot about him that quickly. Man.
See, if he were a single man, note to all you ladies out there, he will have moved on by now.
Who are you again? Yeah, I'm kidding.
But that was the thing. But, you know, he had it was almost like, this staff is almost playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers. Like they've got backup plans to backup. Like they clearly have a plan. And that goes back, Kyle, that goes back to spring. You and I talked about it with, they got the entire playbook already implemented to the offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is unheard of. And not just unheard of, for a first time staff with a bunch of new players, it's dang sure unheard of, because you got to get a bunch of guys to forget what they knew before and learn a new system. And they acted like this.
I'd be good at that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'd be really good at forgetting the old, clearly.
Yes. But I mean, this staff, clearly they've said this, they act like this is just how it's got to be. Like they don't, you know, they're not saying, I mean, you heard them talk about it. You got guys chubby, need to lose weight. Like that, this is the standard of the program, and you either get on board with the standard or you go to Missouri and play for Eli Drinkwitz.
Love it.
And then
I love that you specific.
And then Ben and
specifically, Kyle specifically said, you either do this or you go play for Eli Drinkwitz. Like it's a punishment.
It kind of is. It's in Missouri, so. Yeah.
They do have anything about it. I've never been to you ever been to Columbia? Is it it's in Columbia, Missouri, right?
Yeah.
You ever been there?
No.
You ever been to Missouri?
Yes. It's a show me state.
I've been to
didn't show me much. I've been to St. Louis, Missouri. So I don't know that counts. That's more like being to St. Louis. I don't know you can compare Columbia and St. Louis.
Isn't Kansas City in this is a tough one for me.
It's in both places.
Okay, I've been to both sides. I've been to Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City,
you
Kansas.
Have
I guess it's the whole same thing, but I've been on both sides of the state line.
You have no idea.
I don't have a clue.
He's terrible with geography.
I know that I ate barbecue in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
And then we drove to Manhattan, which that's another one, man. We're just – throwing stuff out there that's just blowing my mind. Drove to Manhattan, Kansas, and as you go that way in that direction, you go through the Kansas City, Kansas part.
Who's in Manhattan, Kansas, Kyle?
Kansas State.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember that. I'll never forget that trip.
I'm so proud of you.
Got put in a meat coma before we left. It was fantastic.
Yeah. With the barbecue up there?
Oh, dude. We would go in. This is funny. We'd go in and we'd order what we order. I think it was four of us. We'd order like 2 pounds of all of the meats. Okay. Yeah. So we get 2 pounds of barbecue, pulled pork, 2 pounds of brisket, 2 pounds of ribs. And then if they had something else like sausage or burn ends or something like that, and then we just get a loaf of bread, a loaf of white bread. So bring
us do it, man.
Meat, sauce, bread. If you want to throw some pickles or something like that on there, I'm not going to fight you, but no veggies. We're carnivores.
When you go to get the St. Louis style and that particular area, Kansas City style barbecue,
yeah,
you got to eat it like that. Same with Texas.
Hey, you want me to really blow your mind?
Uh-oh.
Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
Missouri, the first restaurant we went to was called Oklahoma Joe's. That'll just totally explode your whole brain thinking about that.
No, that would explode your brain.
Right. I think it's called Oklahoma Joe's.
You were probably sitting there thinking, where in Kansas City?
Where am I? Where am I right now? I have no idea.
That's fantastic. So
that's a long running joke about me and geography. It's not good.
It's anybody that's ever watched Bob Does Sports, how they ask him the three questions, and it's these three. We could do that with Kyle and just do geography questions.
Oh yeah, I'm out. Like
that would be it, and just to see if he answers. But I say that to say this: you either get with standard, or you go play in Columbia, Missouri for Eli Drinkwitz.
Oh man,
if they do watch the show, like, we already know the basketball team watches the show. If the football coaches watch the show, then that's
going to offer Eli Drinkwitz's son tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be the new slogan. You either come play for us and live with the standard, or you go play for Eli Drinkwitz.
Dude's won 10 games like 100 years in a row.
I know.
We're acting like he's a bum.
I know.
All right. I don't even know what we were talking about, so we're just going to get out of here. I think we're talking about how good Auburn recruited in June, and it's been good.
Yeah.
And Hakeem Olajuwon.
14, and we got Hakeem Olajuwon's son.
We didn't get him yet. We offered.
We're offering.
Lock it down, Steven.
If you say no, you can go play for
Eli Drinkwitz. Y'all have a good day. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.